Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life.
All told by real people.
And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece back here on 105 through the Fan. We're live at Chaka, and right now, let's talk with the NFL EVP of Media Distribution. It is Hans Schroeder. Good morning, sir.
Hey, guys. How are you? Getting ready for a good one tonight?
Yes, indeed. Indeed,
yeah.
We are. Now, I don't know if the Cowboys can promise $57 million again, but this does feel like another huge game for the NFL with both teams seemingly needing to win to continue their playoff march.
Yeah, look, I mean, we'll certainly talk about Thanksgiving, and the season overall has been tremendous, but it just continues to roll along. Tonight is a great one. You know, have a great couple of games in the Sunday afternoon in the big windows in Chicago and Green Bay and Cincy Buffalo early. And then Sunday night with Houston and KC and then Philly Chargers, like another great week in week 14. So, you know, it's great to see. I think I saw something this morning. There's at least one team in every game playing for something meaningful this week. So a lot of meaningful games in week 14 of the NFL season. That's great. That's what we wanted to be doing for our fans.
Kudos to the schedule makers there as well. Absolutely.
Yes.
Now, we're going to get into the nitty-gritty of those numbers, but what I've really always wanted to know is, do y'all have like a tracking mechanism for certain games to give you a decent idea ahead of time, maybe what that kind of viewership number might look like?
Yeah, it's a great question, and we have taken, you know, over the last few years and really over the last 20 years, and a former colleague, Howard Katz, who was a legend in sports, ran our scheduling process for close to 20 years and really added so much sophistication to it. And what we've tried to do with Mike North leading the way for us is layer on more data and insights into that. And certainly when we're going through the scheduling process, we do have a tool now that tries to estimate viewership. I think for us, it's more directional. You know, there's too many variables and too many ways and that the season will play out to know exactly. But, you know, going into this year, we had a lot of great matchups in particular. The NFC East was playing the NFC North. The AFC North was playing the NFC North in rotational element of the schedule. So we just had a lot of big games to choose from. And what we've seen on the schedule is there's a few windows throughout the regular season that even stand out from the other windows, and kickoffs one of those, and then Thanksgiving's another. And so we went into the year certainly looking and seeing what can we learn? How can we be smarter? How can we better serve our fans? And what you saw is maybe is place some even bigger matchups into kickoff, obviously with the tremendous, you know, Dallas-Philly rivalry as a way, even with the weather interruption, was a tremendous start to the season. And then you saw that last week on Thursday, a week ago today, like across the day, starting in Detroit, you know, when that game finished, it was the all-time highest viewed NFL regular season game ever. And then Dallas came along and beat it and with a great game against Kansas City. And then we had the highest viewed Thursday night game ever on NBC. So in our mind, that's just a tremendous outcome for our fans. And when our fans are tuning in and watching more, that tells us we're doing something right, and that's what we're really focused on.
And so I feel like you were kind of scratching the surface on answering this question already before I even asked it, so props to you on that. But when the Cowboys and Chiefs was specifically set up, did you think, I mean, I know you were saying it would be a marquee matchup, but did y'all see the potential to just annihilate the previous record for regular season viewership?
Look, the two previous highest viewed regular season games ever in the league's history have been the 4:30 Dallas games, one against the Giants a couple years ago, one against, I think, the Raiders a couple years ago as well. And we've had four straight years of Thanksgiving Day games continuing to grow in viewership. And part of that is just, you know, as Coach Madden said, it's all about football, family, food. It all comes together in a way that's just so, so special on Thanksgiving. But, you know, there's also just the growing emergence and sort of the continued ways I think our fans are looking to engage with us. There's also like the specialness across the day of, you know, 2 years ago we played Green Bay Detroit in that early game in Detroit as well. And I think we did around 34 million viewers. So, you know, part of this is just teams play their way. Detroit's got even more popular with the success they've had and a great rival with Green Bay. Certainly then you get to Dallas and you take, you know, a team that is priding themselves on being America's team for a long time in Dallas with a team.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That may be rivaling that with their recent run of success for the Chiefs and Patrick Mahomes and Travis Coach Reed. Like, you know, certainly that stacked itself to be a pretty special game. But we thought Baltimore-Cincinnati, you know, and we, you know, certainly Joe Burrow coming back was a big lift for that game. But they played some amazing Thursday night games the past couple of years. We just thought across the day those matchups, but certainly Dallas and in Kansas City being a really strong one, you know, but we thought there were three great matchups and we got three great games and can't ask for more than that.
NFL EVP of Media Distribution, Hans Schroeder, joining us here on the KNC Masterpiece on 105.3 The Fan. You're home of the Dallas Cowboys. Can you confirm, though, Hans, that number probably could have gone to 100 million had Post Malone said, ladies and gentlemen, Taylor Swift? Is that your thoughts?
Look, you know, certainly it's a great question. Nobody's crystal ball or you know, indicators that good. But, look, the teams, I always get back to it's the games, it's the success, it's the story, it's on the field and certainly other things, and Taylor is such a big phenomenon and that's certainly been helpful. And look, but we saw across the day, I think we had, you know, some of our highest female viewership we've had, you know, and maybe ever across Thanksgiving Day. And so, but the whole year we're up in every demo and every age group, for the full season to date through week 12. So I think it's just how everything comes together and the uniqueness of the NFL that, you know, humbly very excited and proud to just be part of it. And I think that it's the strength of the game and what happens on the field first and foremost that drives everything else. And you guys see that locally. Like, you know, yes. Look at sort of the peaks and valleys this year with the Cowboys season. But after the last couple weeks and coming back against the Eagles and then the big win last Thursday and going into tonight, like, it just galvanizes a city and a fan base in such a unique way.
Now, Hans, one other thing, though, is before the season, we were discussing a lot, and I think very frequently, Kevin, the conversations the NFL was having with Nielsen about their reporting. Can you kind of give us any thoughts on the effect of that and what exactly y'all were kind of looking for to change there?
Yeah, no, it's a great, you know, it's spot on. And one of the things we've been working for several years is we think there's more people watching our games. And one of the phenomena over the last 15 to 20 years is people get together at a sports bar on a Sunday or out of the home. And that's been a form of viewership that just hasn't really been fully accurately counted. And so one of the things Nielsen did this year was they made some additional steps to make sure everywhere around the country, no matter where you're watching, that's being counted in the viewership. The other thing they did, though, which particularly is an area we've been focused on with them, is on Thanksgiving or Christmas or the Super Bowl, where it's just a unique dynamic and there's more people together, and that idea that the NFL brings people together on those holidays, and the holidays are a big part of it too. There's just more people watching. So how does that get counted in? And so we're always chasing the most accurate view, because that's how we're going to be smarter and better. And we think Nielsen certainly put some work in to try to do something that really hard and capture that viewership. And certainly that's a big part of it. But I would say it's a big part of it from the lens of they've been missing it in the past, and they're finally capturing and folding that in this year and going forward. So we think that that's a more accurate picture. And I think we're excited to sort of be able to better know how we're engaging with our fans and a more accurate picture there. It is great information for us.
I know we talked about the Thursday night game between the Ravens and the Bengals, also set a record for the most watched Thanksgiving night game ever. But keeping in mind that this is a family-friendly program, can you tell us what your reaction was when you saw that Detroit number and then you saw that Dallas-Kansas City number, when you saw what that rating actually was?
Yeah, look, we went into this year hoping and sort of pushing to see how high up could be. And I think as we saw the day come along, it's like, gosh, it's pretty high. And then it got a lot higher at 4:30. And then even like the Sunday, the primetime of that game, it's still the highest ever. So we were excited. And look, we still think there's opportunity out there ahead of us. We think it's shaping up. It's going to also, you know, signal how strong Christmas will be and another great holiday day. So we were incredibly happy, excited. It told us we're doing something right, and let's figure out how we can get it even better going forward.
Yeah, I mean, one suggestion I would have from a selfish point of view is help the Cowboys get into the conference championship game in the Super Bowl, and we'll pop some big numbers for you, sir.
Yeah, look, that takes care of itself. But, you know, any other ideas, I'm all ears. But okay. I'll leave that one for you guys in Dallas to take care of.
All right, we're on that.
Yeah, thank you very much for the time. Congratulations on just the monster numbers across the season, across the day. We really appreciate all the info, sir.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me, guys, and hopefully we get another great one tonight and throughout the weekend.
Absolutely.
Stay well, and thanks for having me.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
there was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.